Welcome to TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector, sponsored by SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion. And now, here's our host, Jeff Baker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host. We have a really fun, interesting, informative interview with Mr. Scott Kozlowski from SportsCardForum.com. We're going to talk about all the most recent successes, TTM successes, in the four major sports, and even some celebrity successes that the site has been seeing. So stick around. We have it's kind of a little long interview, but it's very informative. If you're sending out TTM, it gives you a kind of a good snapshot of who's been signing in the last 3 months. So please hang around for our interview. We have a few things to cover today. Before we get going, we haven't had a show in a couple weeks. So once again, Happy New Year to everyone. My name is Jeff Baker. I'm the host of your program. The podcast can be listened to all over the place, anywhere podcasts are found. If you have an Alexa device, all you have to say is play TTM podcast to your Alexa device, and you'll hear the most recent episode of the TTM cast, and you can go back and listen to old episodes as well. And if you want to send me an email, if you want feedback about the show, if you're interested in becoming a future guest on the show, send me an email at ttmcast@yahoo.com. And as always, all my TTM successes are posted on Instagram at TTMcast. So let's get right on with the show. Our first segment, as always, is Baker's Dozen. Baker's Dozen is kind of a brain dump of what's been happening the last couple weeks in the TTM hobby and things that I've noticed. So first, our next show will be Sunday, February 2nd. It'll be Super Bowl Sunday. I have a former NFL All-Pro cornerback from the New England Patriots as a guest of our show. We had a nice interview with him, so please tune into our next show, which would be Sunday, February 2nd. I will also be reporting. I will be going to the Cranston, Rhode Island Super Bowl show on February 1st, and I know Jim Lomborg will be a guest autograph signer, and I'm sure there'll be other people signing autographs. Just a couple other things that are happened. I went to the Red Sox winter weekend this past weekend. 7,000 Red Sox fans converged on the MGM Casino in Springfield. It's a fairly new casino in Springfield. And at the Mass Mutual Center, there was a town meeting and got to see Big Poppy and David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez get interviewed. That was kind of cool. There was everyone that attended got one autograph signing and a photo opportunity, and it was kind of luck of the draw. And I actually ended up getting 12:30 on Saturday for my autograph, and I went up, and lo and behold, it was Rafael Devers. So I got a nice autograph card. Devers signed a 2019 Topps Heritage card for me, which very cool. I also got to have a picture taken with former Red Sox great Louis Tiant and current Red Sox player pitcher Ryan Weber. So it was kind of neat as well. Kind of the whole thing, there were a lot of people there. It was quite hectic, and there wasn't really a lot to do. The autograph thing was kind of crazy, and didn't really have control of who you wanted to get an autograph. I know I Jason Veritex was signing in the room right before we got in, and I know Wade Boggs was signing, and I saw Dennis Eckersley was signing. So there were a lot of guys signing, but you didn't really have control of who you were going to get an autograph for. The tickets were rather expensive. They were $80 for the event. There really wasn't a lot to do for older people. It was mostly a money grab in my estimation. So I would not recommend going to the Red Sox winter weekend. I don't think I will be going. It seems like other people went. Other teams had Winterfest. It looked like the Cincinnati Reds had a caravan that was pretty good. The Texas Rangers. Some of these other teams that people are posting, they had pretty good responses, but all in all, I would not recommend going to a Red Sox winter weekend. It was my first one and probably my last one. So we will not be going to that. But we did get Rafael Devers' autograph, and I did get a picture with Louis Tiant and Ryan Weber, which I will send out to see if I can get signed. But that's about it. It was kind of the feeling around the Red Sox weekend was kind of clouded with the removal of Alex Cora as manager for the Red Sox. So it was kind of everyone was kind of a little down, and it was a little weird. And the ownership group was kind of deflecting everything and try to put out fires about what was going on, and they were really evasive of what's going on with the next manager. But all in all, I would give it a solid C-, and I will not be attending any more Red Sox winter weekends. Well, and a couple other things that I saw, we have Dave Gussie, who was a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates back in the 70s. His granddaughter reached out in a post, and I guess Dave is immobile, but enjoys getting letters and signing autographs. So I'm putting out a request for anyone to pump up his spirits a little, send him a little note, send him an autograph request. It's Dave Gusti, G-I-U-S-T-I. His address is 524 Claire Drive, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15241. Once again, Dave Gusti, who was a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates back in the 70s, he's immobile, but he really enjoys reading letters from fans and signing autographs. And I think it'd be nice to drop him a line and let him know how much you enjoyed his career. And I don't usually give out addresses on the podcast, but Dave Gusti, G-I-U-S-T-I, was a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 70s. His address is 524 Claire Drive, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15241. Send him a nice letter and tell him how much you enjoy getting watching him, and you'll get an autograph in return. So there's my do good thing for the day. Sometimes you forget that these guys are people too, and that they have these former athletes. They're not all millionaires. They all have the problems that we encounter: health problems, family problems. And I'm sure these guys that have been retired for a while really appreciate our letters, and we appreciate them signing cards and returning them to us. One other thing is we have spring training coming up. If you're thinking about sending cards out for spring training, I recommend you go check out Troy Rutter's site. It is ttmautographs.com/hotlist. Once again, that's ttmautograph.com/hotlist. And Troy does a great job compiling who signed. This is specifically for who signed during spring training last year. Gives you an idea of who is signing during spring training. I know last year was kind of a rough year for everyone in terms of successes, but there are people that will still sign on spring training. So good luck with your spring training. Again, Troy Rutter, it is ttmautograph.com/hotlist, and I recommend you follow Troy on YouTube. He has some really entertaining, fun TTM videos with successes that he had, has addresses, and it's a fun site. So go to check out ttmautograph.com. And we got a bunch of shows coming up. I've got 3 or 4 interviews in the can already. As I said, I have a former New England Patriots All-Pro. I also have a former Major League Baseball All-Star. And I just had a great call this morning with a fellow TTM collector, actually, him and his son. So we've got 3 good interviews in the can already that will be coming up. And we've got a bunch of other stuff with requests out there. So if you're interested in being on a future show, as I said, just send me an email at ttmcast@yahoo.com. Once again, it's ttmcast@yahoo.com. And now on to our Vern Rapp Minute. This Vern Rapp Minute is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who had passed away after I had sent him a TTM autograph request. So these are people that have passed away in the recent last 2 weeks or so, and just doing this as a service to our fellow TTM collectors so they're not embarrassed by sending out TTM requests to people that have already passed. So in the world of celebrity, we lost Buck Henry, who was the creator of Get Smart, and he was on Saturday Night Live back in the 70s. Very funny man. He recently passed away. We lost Sam Weish, who was the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals when they went to the Super Bowl, and he was always a very good friend of TTM Hobby. I got a card signed by him a couple months ago, so we lost Mr. Sam Weish, who was the former coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. David Stern, who was the former commissioner of the NBA during the 80s and into the early 90s, passed away, and I know he also signed TTM. We lost a couple people in the world of baseball. We lost Mr. Hal Smith and Mr. Ed Sprague. Ed Sprague obviously was a pitcher in the 60s, and he was father. His son Ed Sprague Jr. played for the Toronto Blue Jays in the 90s. So our condolences go out to their families. And we also lost Doug Hart, who was a defensive back and cornerback for the Green Bay Packers, defensive back, from 1964 to 1971. We lost Mr. Doug Hart in the world of football. So our condolences go out to their family, and we're saddened for your loss. And lastly, just a couple of returns the last couple of weeks. As I said, I hadn't sent out anything for the month of December and into the first week of January. I did get back Paul Fadden from the Cleveland Browns for my 1992 game day set. And I also got a return from Randall Hill, who was a wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals in the 90s. And I actually sent him a 92 game day card, and he sent me back some other card signed, and it wasn't in a sleeve. So I'm going to try sending Randall Hill again for my 92 game day set, but I did get a couple of returns. I've got a lot of requests out this past week. I probably sent out about 15, and I have probably another 30 that I need to get stamps for, so I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks getting a bunch of returns. And to close out the program, we have an interview with Mr. Scott Kozlowski, who is the president and owner of SportsCardForum.com. And we really talk about all the recent successes in the last 3 months in all the four major sports, and as well as celebrities. It's a really interesting interview in my mind, in terms of if you're sending out TTMs and you want to see who requests and see who's been signing recently, we really discussed the top 10 guys in each of the four major sports and some celebrities. And we also talk about some of the stuff that's coming up on Sports Card Forum. So hopefully you enjoy our interview.
This week's interview is brought to you by SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion.
Joining us on the TTM Cast Hotline, back to the show, is a very special guest. It's Mr. Scott Kozlowski from Sports Card Forum. Scott is owner and president and does just about everything for Sports Card Forum. We thought we'd bring him back to the show to kick off the year and talk about what's happening with his fantastic site, Sports Card Forum, and what's going on in the TTM community. So welcome back to the show, Scott.
Thanks for having me again. I'm surprised you had me back after the last show.
Well, you know, we always like to push around people from Buffalo, but as we kind of have to commiserate today because both our Bills and our Patriots both got knocked out on Saturday, so we're both mourning this week.
Yes, we're mourning, but there's a difference between the two. One's on the way up, and the other one's leaving.
Well, you had a long climb back, so I don't mind you winning a few games. It's been a while since you've touched the golden ring. Oh, yeah, you haven't never really touched the golden ring, have you? Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah. I know you have a lot of exciting things happening with the site, where sportscardforum.com, which is a fantastic resource for the TTM community and the collecting community as well. And you and I have been sharing some stats of people that have been really recently signing in the last 3 months. And I thought it'd be nice to kind of review that and let people know who's been really successful. And if you want to kind of jump right in, whatever you want, that's fantastic to talk about. Who's been really, really, a great TTMer?
Yeah, let's get into it. Obviously, spring training is just around the corner, 40-plus days away for a lot of the teams, and I figure we'll start right with baseball. Cool. Off-season is a little bit of, again, a little bit of hit and miss, but the one thing I will say about baseball is that baseball players sign. Within the last 3 months, and again, this goes back to just at the beginning of October, and I pulled these statistics as of yesterday. So it's really a 90-day period. Ron Guidry has had 34 people respond back with successes over that period. So you're talking about one Sports Card Forum member getting a reply back from Ron Guidry about every 3 days.
Yeah, which is fabulous. And for somebody of his pedigree, because he was a great pitcher for the Yankees, and he's been a great signer. I actually got him, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months ago on a Flair card, my second Guidry, so I was happy to get him. He always killed the Red Sox for me, but he has been a great fan and a great friend of the TTM community.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Some of the other names in the top five for baseball, Ryan Gant, Ryan Sandberg, Goose Gossage, Dusty Baker, his name's on the list.
Who I named my dog after.
Interesting.
I named my dog after Dusty Baker. We named her Dusty.
There you go. Now, the one person's name that I was surprised to not see in the top five was Pat Neshek, but he is number six.
Yeah, and that could be because he was hurt during the end of the year, and maybe he wasn't in people's on the forefront of a lot of people's minds.
Right. But I will say this: out of all this, of all the people that we have in the database, Pat Neshek has the most successful reported signings all time, and it's well over 800.
That's unbelievable. I always wondered how many requests these guys get. And I interview some of the former athletes, and I usually ask them, and they're always like, yeah, we get, I don't know, 8 or 10 a week or a couple, you know, maybe 15 a month, whatever. And you don't realize that, geez, they're getting – 200, 300, 400 requests, and sometimes you have to take that into consideration that these guys, they're doing out of the goodness of their heart. So, somebody, like a Guidry or Rich Gossage or even Dusty Baker, I'm sure they're getting, hundreds of requests during the year. So it's nice that they still take the time to sign the card and answer their fan mail.
Yep, absolutely.
You look at the list, the five guys you rattled off, and you say, geez, you could start a pretty good all-star team from those guys from their careers in the 80s, with Sandberg and Goose Gossage, and even Dusty Baker was a pretty good player in his day.
Dusty Baker was a very good player in his day.
He certainly wasn't a Hall of Famer, but he was certainly right up there with Dwight Evans and those type of guys that are just below the Hall of Fame level.
Yep, and you take those guys on your team any time of the week.
Oh yeah, and Ron Gant was a solid player in his day. Every time he came up, he hit the ball hard.
Yes, he did.
Did you notice anyone kind of climbing up the charts that might have surprised you? We have the top five list, but is there anyone in that next level that you're like, oh, that's kind of nice to see that guy?
Well, the name that came out to me immediately was Max Muncy, and that was because of the social media post that he made showing what he had and being asking people to send it to the team as opposed to his house and all that. So that was one that caught my eye, and he was actually number 7 on the list.
For somebody that's currently playing, which is odd because most of the current players, and really in baseball, there's only a handful of them that are signing now.
Right. Yeah. And that's you take that for what it is. I'm looking at the stats now. And again, I'm looking at the stats from Sports Card Forum in a real time aspect for baseball. So actually, when I mentioned that top five, has actually changed since yesterday, because we've gotten reports of more signings today from Goose Gossage and Dusty Baker.
Yep. Well, and you know what? Your just from a statistical standpoint, your numbers are probably going to be mirrored pretty close to what it is across the whole entire hobby. I would think you guys have enough numbers that it's not just you're not getting a smattering of people. You're getting a good enough cross section of what's happening in the hobby and collecting in TTM world. That
yeah.
I bet if you took the 30 people, the 30 last 3 months of all the other sites and all the even the people that aren't reporting, I bet you're pretty close to your top five would reflect it, would mirror exactly what's happening in the industry or the
hobby. There'll probably be some differences here and there depending on who's signing it, but yeah, I wouldn't expect to see a massive difference between the two.
Now how about hoops? We're in the middle of hoop season. We finished up football. Why don't we jump right into basketball? I know basketball. These guys aren't. A lot of them aren't known for signing through the mail. But the names on your list are, geez, some great players.
Well, let's start with right up at number one. It's Dirk Nowitzki.
Who's probably a top 15 player of all time. Okay.
I would beg to probably put him towards the top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got just in the report of successes alone for basketball is the next closest person is Shaquille O'Neal, and he has just almost as many. He almost has double of what Shaquille O'Neal has done.
Yeah, and I was at the Garden last year when it was his last game in Boston, and the fans gave him a standing ovation, you know, for a couple minutes, which was really nice to show that they appreciated it. But I saw him a handful of times playing. He was fantastic, and on a TTM, I sent out a card to him probably last winter, and I got it back fairly quickly, and was happy to add it to my collection.
Yeah, again, you're always going to get people that, and this is the thing that blows me away on Nowitzki. Again, there's always going to be things that get lost in the mail or guys just don't sign or it doesn't get returned or whatever, but it's got a fairly high success rate. Nowitzki is one of those players where you send him something, you're getting something back. He's got 100%. He's got 100% success rate.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, for the listeners, if you want something you can cherish from you know, again, one of the top, arguably 10 or 15 players of all time in the NBA, as Scott said, you send out to Dirk Nowitzki, you're getting it back. So you don't have to worry about not getting it back, unless our friends from the post office lose it. But that doesn't seem to happen with Dirk.
Yeah, so that was something that blew me away. It can still continue to blow me away.
Yeah, now you have a couple other guys on the list that are big fans of. I just got a number 5, Vince Carter. I got something back from him probably about a month ago. I got a nice Topps card back from him. And Robert Parrish, who I've actually met a couple times personally. I have a nice picture of me and Robert Parrish with my daughter holding next to the NBA championship trophy. And you should see Robert Parrish was like 7 or whatever, and my daughter, who was like about 4 foot nothing, next to each other. It's kind of funny. I actually sent him a copy of that photo, and he signed that for me. And he's been very gracious. Anytime I met him, he was a nice guy. And then another guy that I was a huge fan of, number four on your list, is Muggsy Bogues, who was as quick as they come.
Right, and that's something I heard good things about Muggsy Bogues, about him signing. So I'm not surprised to see him on the list. The person I was kind of surprised to see at number three was Mike Krzyzewski.
What's funny is those great coaches like Belichick is fantastic, Parcells is fantastic, Chris Ford from when he was the Celtics is fantastic, Bill Fitch, who was in the Hall of Fame, he's good. For some reason, the coaches are outstanding at signing. Even if they're at the pinnacle of their profession, it must be something that's ingrained to them. I know even Bobby Knight, is a very good signer.
Yep. And just to round out the top six in this case, number two is Dan Marley.
Dan Marley, yeah. I was actually living in Phoenix when he was playing there. I lived there for a couple of years. And he was always a great player to watch. But
Yep.
It's a nice cross-section from the 80s and early 90s. And Coach K is, I don't think he ever played, but what a force he's been in college basketball.
Yeah, he's now, timeless at this point.
Now, is there anyone that you kind of saw coming, any active players on kind of going down the list?
Looking at recent, one of the things that caught me off guard when I was looking at the top 20 or top 25 is smack in the middle was the Golden State Warriors. For those of you who are into fan packs and all those types of stuff, The Golden State Warriors, 5 of 6 over the last 90 days, have been reported as successful.
Okay, I know. I had success with John Wall from the Washington Bullets. So what are they, mm-hmm. Wizard now? I still call them the Washington Bullets, showing my age.
Yeah.
Washington Wizard, I had nice success from him. I love basketball, but in terms of collecting, I don't have a ton of basketball cards. So if there's a guy that I want or I'm looking at, I usually go out and just buy that guy's card so I can send it out. I know that Steph Curry is fairly good at signing, but I haven't tried him yet.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the last 3 months, Steph Curry is not on the list.
And sometimes if these guys get hurt, they don't sign.
Yeah, and it's kind of an out of sight, out of mind, and taking things from that standpoint. So, a lot of the names themselves, when I look at the list itself, there isn't outside of Nowitzki, John Wall, who's up there as well in our all time top 10. A lot of the names are players that have been successful in the past. Bob Cousy's on the list.
Right. The Cous is 90-91 right now, and he's still signing. I know he personalizes everything, which is just fine with me. I had an old picture of him from the 50s, the Boston Garden. I sent that to him. He signed it in, I don't know, 2 weeks maybe. And, for a guy of his age to keep still signing is fabulous. And I haven't had the opportunity to ever meet him, but I understand he's a true gentleman and a great guy to just talk basketball with. I don't know if I will get to meet him, but he did graciously sign a picture for me in a couple weeks.
That's cool.
Now, we're talking with Scott Kozlowski. Scott is president, owner, chief bottle watcher. He does everything for sportscardforum.com. We're talking about TTM success today, and we're kind of running down stats for the last 3 months of who has been successful. We've talked basketball and baseball, and now we're going to go right into football. We're in football playoff time, and just looking at your list of the top six players that have signed the last 3 months, they're all either Hall of Famers or going to be Hall of Famers, because these guys are fabulous. On the top of your list is Ozzie Newsome, who retired from the Baltimore Ravens this year as GM, and he played for the Cleveland Browns, and his day was a great tight end, and even as a executive, and he's been more than gracious. And I know I look at the sites, on Instagram, and geez, he must sign hundreds and hundreds of stuff each year, because there's always posts of somebody getting Ozzie Newsome.
That was not a shock to me. And actually, a lot of the 3 month list, I'm actually not surprised by any of the names on the list, and the fact that there isn't any active players on the list.
I know George Kittle from an active player has been very, very active in terms of signing. I think once the season ended before the playoffs, he must have cleared out his fan mail, because there's been a lot of posts recently of George Kittle from the 49ers.
Yeah, and George Kittle is actually in the top 20 in the list. Actually, the one active player that is in the top 10 right now is a kicker of all people, and that's Steven Gostkowski.
Yeah, again, he was injured all year, so he had nothing to do.
Right.
And I'm not knocking him, because I sent him something last year during the season, and he signed it in a nice silver Sharpie, and said all pro. And he was, again, these guys, I can't say enough how thankful I am that these guys take the time, because if they're not making, 95% of these guys are not charging for it. They're not making any money. They're doing out of the goodness of their heart. And, I'm sure they get frustrated. Sometimes people send 6, 7, 8 things. I try to only send 1 or 2 things. I don't try to get greedy. And, I really appreciate these guys coming back. And it means something to me as a fan, for that little one-on-one connection that a Robert Parrish or Ron Guidry or Herschel Walker or Dan Fouts would take just even, 5 minutes out of the day to sign a card for me, that they don't know me from Adam,
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, the one that I was surprised was this Tony Mandrich, because he was a pretty good player in his day. I know he played for the Green Bay Packers. I actually sent out I'm collecting the game day, the 92 game day set, and I sent out my Tony Mandrich. They signed it in green, which is my only green autograph. And I'm surprised, people still remember him and they're still trying to get his autograph.
Well, I think part of the reason with Mandrich, too, is that there's been some documentaries about him over the last couple of years that have come out. And I think you kind of get that that out of sight, out of mind type of thing on some players. So when you get your memory jogged on players such as a Mandrich, I think it gets people to potentially send out and try it.
Now, number two on your list, I don't know if you have it. I haven't told you my Roger Craig story. So as I'm collecting the 92 set, I send out a Roger Craig autograph request. And maybe like a month and a half, 2 months later, I get it back, I get an RTS return and with a note in it. And I open it up, he goes, "You sent it to the wrong Roger Craig." And I go, "Oops, I sent this to the baseball Roger Craig, not the football Roger Craig." But he was kind enough to send my card back, and then I sent it to the football Roger Craig, and he signed it about, a month later, a couple weeks later. So it was an oops.
That's funny.
And then the other guys, the one guy that I was surprised to see is Herschel Walker, who comes in at number 4 on the list. And,
right, he came.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he came in at number 4, and the only reason why he made it to number 4, well, if you look at Craig, Mandrich, Walker, Dan Fouts, and Steve Atwater, they actually are all second because they have the same number of signings.
Yeah.
But Herschel Walker and Steve Atwater both had reported signings on Monday, which got him into the top 5.
That's funny. But when you think of Herschel Walker, you don't get the warm and fuzzies like, oh, this guy is going to be really open to signing. I always pictured him, and I was probably my teenager when he was playing, and I always remembered him as kind of being a grumpy guy. You know what I mean? He wasn't really a talkative guy in the media, and you wouldn't think he wasn't some guy that you would think, oh, this guy is definitely going to sign. Where Dan Fouts, he's in the media, he talks all the time, he's really open, and you're like, okay, I can see that, but Herschel Walker always, you know, I got something back from him about a year ago, and I was surprised to get it back, honestly.
That's cool.
So, and then the guy, that guy that you didn't make the top 10, but he's number 19 on your list, and I'll say it begrudgingly. The man, the myth, the person that hates me the most in all TTM world, Mr. Archie Manning, who finally signed something for me after, I think, 9 or 10 times. I say that jokingly because I got 2 Archie Manning cards back a couple months ago, and I was very happy to add my final Manning to the Manning trio. And now I have to wait till his grandson plays in the pro league, because I'm sure he'll do that, and we'll have to add him to the list. But Archie Manning has been signing up a storm lately.
He's. Yeah, the last reported signing that we had for him was about a month ago. So, again, not saying that he's just stopped signing all of a sudden, but it's been a while since somebody has reported a success for Archie Manning. So, if you're out there and you have if you've got something that's outstanding that you got in a pending state at Sports Card Forum, please go in, update the status, whether it's a fail or a success.
Yep. As you know, we should say that the data that you get is only as good as the data that people put in. So, if you are a member of Sports Card Forum, please go in and update your status on some of the things they're sending out. And if you're not a member of Sports Card Forum, what are you thinking? Get over there, join it. It costs, how much does it cost Scott to join the Sports Card Forum?
Let me think. Zero.
Zero. There's more stuff there than you'll know what to do with. If you're like me, you start playing around, and you 2 hours later you look up and you're like, geez, I gotta go be productive here. get lost there very quickly.
You can very easily.
Yeah, so please check it out. So why don't we go right into hockey? You and I are both huge hockey fans. Hockey players are known for being open to signing, and the guy at the top of your list, I really never thought of him as a great signer, Mr. Rick Nash, who was a fantastic player. Is he still playing out? Is he still active?
He retired.
I know he was with the Bruins, and then he went somewhere else, right? Columbus or somewhere.
No, after he played in Boston, he's like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. I'm out.
Okay, I thought he played one more year after the Bruins.
Yeah, no. As far as I know, he hung up the skates after Boston. And again, it came down to the concussions that he was having and all that. So,
I've been a little hesitant. The number 2 guy on your list, Guy Lafleur, who I hated as growing up because he was a Canadian and he used to score goals left and right against my Bruins, and I'm sure he did the same against your Sabres. I don't send stuff out to Canada because I never quite figured out how to deal with the postage.
Yeah, the Canadian. Here's the thing with, this is actually a good topic of discussion. I should probably start on the in the hockey card forum on Sports Card Forum is the going rate of postage. Now I know what people have done in the past. We've had people from Canada that are trying to send to the States. They will reach out to an American member, ask them to purchase a book of stamps, or they'll come down, get a book of stamps. This way, when they do the returns, everything's already set in the right postage utilizing U.S. stamps. You should be able to do the same thing if you do send to Canada. It would just be a matter of getting a Canadian stamp sent down to you from a Canadian member.
Well, can you go to the post office? I mean, not here in the Northeast or anyone that's kind of, you know, in the border states. Can't you just go to the post office and will they give you, you know, you can buy Canadian stamps? Or is that not that?
Yeah, if you're – yeah, if let's say for example, because I live 5 minutes from the Canadian border, if I go to a Canada Post location or Shoppers Drug Mart that has a Canada Post inside it, I can buy stamps. I can go and they'll sell stamps to anybody. I mean, they've got in different stamp collectors, they'll probably go in and try to find the stamps that they don't have.
Yeah,
and taking things from that standpoint. So if you're in Canada, or you can always get the Canadian postage. Now, the trick is knowing how many stamps to put onto it.
Yeah,
and that's something where I think is a good discussion topic for on the forum itself. And that's something I'll start something after the show tonight. So this way, if anybody is listening to this after we do the recording today, you should be able to see the information on Sports Card Forum. We'll probably put it in the Hockey Card Forum just to get some more eyes.
Yeah, that'd be really helpful, especially somebody like me who's not that bright.
Oh no.
Jeez, I thought I'd get a giggle or nothing. You're right, Jeff. You're not that bright.
I didn't say that. I just said no.
You were very agreeable for that one, Scott.
I'm not agreeing to anything.
All right, running down our hockey list, and a couple guys that I Roberto Luongo, who's number 5, who's I love goalies. I'm a big fan of goalies, and Rob Brind'Amour, who just retired a couple of years ago, and John LeClair and Chris Pronger are up there. I do not know Nicholas Cronwell.
Nick Cronwell is a former Detroit Red Wing.
That's why I don't like the Red Wings.
He's a defenseman.
Okay. I'm usually pretty good at all these names, but that was one guy like, okay, don't remember him. So I know some of the other guys that are not on the list, some of the local Bruin guys like Brad Park and Johnny Busick and Don Marcotte, who I had on the show, and Fred Stanfield and Eddie Westfall and Ken Hodge Sr. and Jr. and I know Bobby Carpenter, who played for the Bruins and the Washington Capitals. I know a lot of those guys are all very good. Bernie Parent, I know, is a good signer. So the hockey guys are really great as a whole. I've seen you can get Gretzky sometimes. I haven't had the luck. I've tried a couple times, but I've seen Gretzky out there. I know Tony Esposito signs. He charges, but only like $10. Phil Esposito signs. He charges like $10. But most of the Bobby Hall will sign. There's a lot of great hockey players that sign.
Yeah.
And yeah, even you guys, Robert, Ronnie Robert.
Rene Robert locally, if you ask him to sign something, he signs pretty much anything locally here in Buffalo.
Yep, I sent him something a couple of years ago when I first started because I was a big fan of his, and I know and Rick Martin does too, and Gilbert Perreault does too.
Well, yeah, Rick Martin when he was alive, he would sign. Gilbert Perreault signed, so
yep. Yeah, I know Gilbert Perreault's in Canada though, so I haven't done him.
He's mostly in the Montreal area. He will come down to Buffalo for some special events, but he doesn't live in the area like Rene Robert does here.
Yeah, and I got Guy Lapointe from the Canadiens. He played for the Bruins for a couple of years. I got him. Rick Middleton from the Bruins is a very good signer. Barry Peterson, who does TV up here. He was played for the Bruins and the Canucks. He signs. So there's a lot of. There's a lot of hockey guys that sign. They're very great signers.
Yeah.
So we covered all the sports. We're talking with Scott Kozlowski. He is president of sportscardforum.com. Scott, we're just talking about TTM success over the last 3 months, and we talked baseball, basketball, football, and hockey, and we'll go to some non-sports. I actually do send out some non-sports stuff, and looking at your list, I've got a few of these guys, but number one on your list is somebody out of, what do we call him? Is he out of the political realm, or we call him military?
I would go military. Okay. Military first, then the political realm, but that's Colin Powell.
Colin Powell, who was as big as you get.
His
day, where he was he was the head general, right? Five-star general.
Five-star general, and then he turned into, I believe, the Secretary of Defense.
Defense, right?
Yep.
And he signs. And then if you want to go the other direction of somebody that's totally opposite of Colin Powell, number two on your list is Judge Judy.
I laughed my tail off when I saw that yesterday.
Judge Judy, you know what? Judge Judy makes something like $20 million a year on that silly show of hers.
Yeah, and she's a producer of other shows, too.
Yeah, she wouldn't be on my list of wants, but obviously people want to get her. Then number three on my list is one of my favorites, Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy fame, and boy, is his stuff is so funny, and it's nice to see someone that's risen that high in stature still has time for his fans.
Yep. Seth MacFarlane, Ed Asner is on the list. Santa Claus from the Elf movies. For those of you who are a little bit younger than both of us, it's kind of put a face around that.
I actually started a Mary Tyler Moore cast photo, and I have Betty White and Ed Asner and Gavin McLeod.
Nice.
So I missed Georgette Engels before she passed away, and obviously Mary Tyler Moore is no longer with us, and Valerie Harper is no longer with us, but it's still nice. It was a nice thing I had started. I think I started a little too late, but Ed Asner was a quick turnaround. And then number five on your list is
Buzz Lightyear.
This guy must be the best guy ever. He has to be one of the nicest guys ever. He signs all his stuff. You know it's not auto pen. He signs Buzz Lightyear stuff. He signs Home Improvement stuff. He signs all of the TV show stuff. He must get thousands of requests a year, but somehow he finds time to do it. And again, somebody that's risen so high in his profession, but still has time for his fans.
Yep.
And then number six on your list, I'll give you a little funny story about this one. Is Debbie Gibson, and we all know Debbie Gibson as the teen singer back in the 80s, right? When I graduated college, me and a couple of my roommates, friends from college in Boston, we were driving down to Philadelphia and Baltimore. We went to the All-Star game. So we're driving down, and it's three or four guys. And, you know, you talk about everything when you're driving on a long drive. So a Debbie Gibson song came on, and everyone said, no joke, we talked about this for a good hour and a half. Who was more attractive, Debbie Gibson or Tiffany? See how deep I am?
I'm gonna stay away from this discussion at this point.
You're not gonna chime in and tell me who you would have thought was more attractive in 1986?
I'm gonna go with the brunette. Just gonna leave it at that.
Well, I told my wife that story when we first started going out, and she thought that was the funniest thing ever. So anytime she sees one of my friends, she goes, who, Debbie Gibson? Who do you like, Debbie Gibson or Tiffany? Who? I need to know. And a lot of them look at her like, what are you talking about? But she thought that was the funniest thing. So Debbie Gibson made the list. And number seven on your list is Jack Hanna, who was a zoo peacekeeper and nature guy and animal guy, right?
I believe last I knew he was at the Columbus Zoo.
Okay. Yeah. I know my real job, my company sells to aquariums and zoos, and one of my guys was at a zoo and aquarium show, and he got a picture with him and Jack Hanna. So I've got to send that off to Jack and see if we can get it signed for this guy.
Yeah. So no, I was a little bit surprised to see Jack Hanna on the list, but it just is, I pulled the non-sports out for two reasons. One, when you think sports cards for me, you're thinking, okay, it's only sports. We have more than just sports. We have addresses for a number of celebrities. So, again, I invite you to come check it out.
Right. And it's not just the major sports either, because you guys have golf and Olympic people. And
NASCAR.
Aiding. And right now, I'm not into NASCAR, but there's a huge section of the TTM community and collecting community that's into NASCAR.
Yeah, so. And another big one, it when you think about it, is Olympics, wrestling, MMA. Just to kind of give you an idea, just on the other sports, Jim Ross, play-by-play announcer for the WWE for many, many years. He 100% success rate.
Wow.
So, same thing with Jerry the King Lawler, 100% success rate. Hulk Hogan.
I'm more of the Bruno Sammartino, yeah. TK Strongbow here.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and then our overall non-sports leader is Mr. George W. Bush, who, of course, was president of the U.S. And it's kind of weird how the presidents go. A few of them are very receptive to getting fan mail and doing autographs. And some of them, like Bill Clinton and Obama, shy away from it, don't like it. So, I guess.
At the end of the day, it's all personal, whether or not you want to do that or choose not to. So,
right now, you know, we talked to all the people that are signing. I know you're not a huge guy, TTM guy, but is there anyone that you're kind of like to get in 2020 for autographs?
Well, for me, because one of my collecting goals is trying to get Sabres and Bills autographs that just kind of start to fill my walls. And I think what I'm going to be doing this year is I'm going to be looking to see who I got, who I don't have. And I may send out several to some of the former players, especially some of the older players that may not have a certified autograph, to try to get something.
Okay.
So my focus is going to be on Bills, Sabres. I may make a college try at Bob McAdoo, former Buffalo Brave.
Sure.
So just to get something from that side of it. But that's going to be, I mean, for me, that's going to be the extent of what I'm going to be doing from the TTM standpoint, just kind of filling in some holes on my wall at this point for my man cave.
Now, do you have a sweet spot in terms of Sabres? What years that you really, really were into, or?
I really don't. It's funny you asked the question the way you did, is because I look at the team itself. You have the team in the late 90s up to the mid 2000s where they had gone to one Stanley Cup final, four conference finals, and that was really the best times as a Sabre fan. I mean, it's been lean years for the Sabres as well.
Did you see the home and home we had with the Bruins and Sabres those past couple week or so?
I chose not to watch that train wreck.
No. You have something coming. These guys are going to be good. Jack Eichel.
No.
He played in the first game and he got hurt. And I forget what his name is. He's really good.
Victor Olofsson.
Yeah, he's really good.
Victor Olofsson has been really good. The problem with the Sabres right now is that anybody that you put with Jack Eichel will produce. You take that, you take them away from Jack Eichel. They sent, for whatever reason, it's just it's almost like they don't produce. The same it's almost the same thing that you're seeing with for last couple of years with the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
If you play with Connor McDavid, you're going to do well. You don't play with Connor McDavid, you're not going to do well.
McDavid is so fast. His first steps when he's like skating and all of a sudden he hits that one burst. I'm like, geez, where did that come from?
You should, if you've not seen the highlight from the game last night in Toronto, his goal against the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
No. Go watch it.
Yeah, they played the Bruins, I think, this past weekend, and he was coming down the left hand side, just skating. He took like one or two strides, and he was gone around. I think like Torrey Krug, who's pretty fast, a pretty good skater, and this guy, he's fabulous.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I was actually in Edmonton for work last year, and I got to an Oilers Sabre game. Just happened to work out that way. I don't know how I managed that. Okay, I planned it. I was there for Oilers Sabres, and he's just something else. Just to see him live.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance. I mean, you don't get to see so many Edmonton games because they're usually on late. And, I don't watch a lot of West Coast hockey, honestly. But I've seen a couple games, and he's unbelievable. I would like to see him live. Well, I don't want to keep you here all night. We talked about all the TTM successes in the past 3 months, and the people, giving people some ideas of who to send out. I invite people to go check out sportscardforum.com. We're speaking with Scott Kozlowski. Scott, what else do you have planned for the site? Coming up in 2020.
The biggest thing that we're working on right now is actually trying to get some data and content curated for a player of the day. On Sports Card Forum, not only do we have the information on addresses, but we also have a lot of inventory statistics for their cards or collections. And we're going to try to get everything consolidated into a single page. This way, if you want to know a little bit more about a specific player, we'll have some information about the player, where to go to find stuff on eBay, finding stuff within our TTM, and then a list of all the cards that they have from an inventory standpoint. It's all going to be there for you to take a look at. I'm hoping to get that started around February, but again, it's going to be it all depends on the page that needs to be curated and taking things from that standpoint.
Okay, and I know you're looking at doing some social media stuff and bringing some more people into the site so that they can see all of the good things that they can do on the site. So again, we're speaking with Scott Kozlowski. Scott is owner president of sportscardsforum.com. I met Scott. Scott, we've been speaking for a couple months now, right?
Yeah.
Prior to speaking with Scott, I've been a member of Sports Card Forum for a couple of years using it when I first started getting it in back into TTMing. It was a huge, valuable resource. I'm on it, a couple times a day. I truly enjoy the site. Is there anything, we talk about some short-term plans. Do you have any long-term plans or something that you'd love to see with the site? I know you get some more time to devote to the site coming up, so.
There's just a lot of little things I got to try to get done. So I'm not trying to do anything massively big other than just really taking care of some of the outstanding things that we've got going on. We're going to have some contests coming up. For those of you who want to potentially win stuff, check out the contest side. We're getting ready to start a part of within ESPN, their streak contest. We're going to be running a monthly streak contest. Not sure how that's all going to look at this point, but we are, if you want to join in, you can join in for the month of January just to try it out and take a look and go from there.
Yeah, I'm mad at myself because I was going to go on and do the fantasy football playoff contest, and then I forgot.
Yeah, that was one that I wasn't planning on doing. Then our friends at Niagara Sports Cards handed me a bunch of stuff. Like, okay, I have something to do with this, so I had to build all that out in this and basically within an hour.
Yeah, well, I would have lost because I would have picked all the Saints. I really thought they were going to go all the way.
Well, that's why I limited in the rules. I had limited to one player per team.
Okay.
So if you take Drew, if you took Drew Brees, you could take Michael Thomas.
Now, how are you doing? Are you still doing okay?
Honestly, I haven't had a chance to score anything yet. Had a little bit of a data issue. I've got some data in a couple different places. I got to basically piece it all together, but I lost the Bills defense.
Well, that's okay. They lost their defense too in the overtime.
Yeah, well, we're not going to talk about that.
How not to get off track, but how happy is Bill O'Brien for messing up that fourth down call and not punting to getting stopped, and then they came down and tied it, and he would have been hung out to dry, maybe fired if they lost that game.
He would have been fired if they lost.
That was unbelievable. I almost texted you when they made the stop, and he goes, "You're going to win this game." And I said, "Nope, I'm not going to jinx them."
Nope. No, we were jinxed when everybody on ESPN picked the Bills to win.
Yeah, well, they always ESPN loves the Bills.
Yeah. Well, this year they do, but for the last 20, they haven't. So.
I know. All right. Well, anything else you want to add? We're going on just about an hour here, so I don't want to keep you all night.
No, I think we're good for now.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you for joining the program today, Scott. We will be touching base with you again, I'm sure, in a couple months to see how things are going on the site. We're speaking with Scott Kozlowski. He's at sportscardforum.com. He is owner and president. Scott, you want to give out any your contact information or any way people can reach you if they have any questions or concerns about the site?
Easiest way to reach me is if you go to Sports Card Forum, you log in. My username is ScottKoz20. Shoot me a message right on the site. Easiest way to get to me.
All right, great. Well, thank you, Scott. We'll be talking with you, and you have a great night.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host of this program. I want to thank Scott Kozlowski from Sports Card Forum for spending some time with us today. I'd also like to let you know that next episode will be Sunday, February 2nd. We have a fun special guest. We have a former NFL All-Pro cornerback from the New England Patriots. So we had a nice talk, and interesting talk with him, and hopefully you'll tune in for that. And I want, if you're interested in being a guest or any suggestions about the show, please send me an email at ttmcast@yahoo.com. I want to thank you guys for hanging in there. I know we had a little long show today, but there was a lot of stuff to cover in being away for 2 weeks, so hopefully you enjoyed the show. And as always, wishing you many happy returns.